group of about 100 African Catholics were in St. Peter's Square waving African flags and banners that read, "Africa loves the Pope." This is the first Sunday since the Pope paid his first visit to the African continent, visiting Cameroon and Angola.
Invoco sui semi sparsi in terra africana.
The Pope prayed for Africa and urged the faithful to join him again for the customary general audience on Wednesday. He said he would have more to say then about his recent trip to Africa. The Africans in the square turned out to listen to the Pope's words and show their support for what Benedict said against the use of condoms to combat AIDS. Among the crowd was a Nigerian Catholic, Benedict Ahamioji.
The condom promotes promiscuity, yes, and also gives a kind of elusive assurance to those who use condoms in the sense that, oh, I'm using condoms, so I'm keeping myself safe from AIDS. It's not absolutely true.
Speaking on the plane traveling to Africa, Pope Benedict had said the distribution of condoms does not help to combat AIDS, but increases the problem. One African Catholic priest, Father Dennis Tsizo, said the Pope's message was well received.
In Africa, we didn't criticize the Holy Father. We received the message. So criticism, that's maybe for Europe or for any other place. But for Africa, we are happy for the visit. We thank him for the visit. We thank him for his message.
Pope Benedict has said the Catholic Church's teaching of abstinence and fidelity is the only way to combat the AIDS problem. His comments have ignited a firestorm of criticism from health officials and activists who said his words were unrealistic and unscientific. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.